Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunny skies today and a high nearing 37. Clear skies overnight tonight with a low around 23. South winds around 10 miles per hour and gusting as high as 25. Mostly sunny on Tuesday and a high nearing 40. Much cooler over Tuesday night, clear skies and a low around 11. Northwest winds between 10 and 15. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 10 above.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. One woman is dead following a crash on Highway 56 near Osage City Saturday evening. According to the Kansas Highway Patrol's crash log, the accident happened just before 5:30 on Saturday near mile marker 382, which is just east of Road Z. Kansas Highway Patrol's report said 43-year-old Leslie Berner of Osage City was traveling westbound on Highway 56 when she lost control of her GMC Yukon and went into the south ditch. Berner then tried to correct back onto the highway and overturned. She was the only person in the car at the time of the accident. KHP said Berner was not wearing a seatbelt at the time of the crash. Police say a person died when a car crashed into a home in Kansas City, Kansas. The crash happened around 12:15 a.m. on Saturday. A passenger in the car was thrown from the vehicle and died at the scene. Police say a preliminary investigation found the car was speeding on State Avenue when the driver lost control and went off the road into the house. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Do your pets have the same energy they used to? Do they have problems with itching, scratching, a dull coat, or goopy ears? Then your pets need Dinovite.
Dinovite.com.
For over 20 years, pet owners have trusted Dinovite to supplement their pet's diet.
We started Dinovite, and in our first box, we noticed a difference.
Dinovite is an all-natural daily supplement made from whole foods that help support your pet's immune system, digestion, skin, and coat.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Today's commercial pet foods are processed at high temperatures, which bakes out all the essential goodness. These processed foods can lack the essential vitamins, enzymes, and probiotics that contribute to overall good health. Adding a scoop of Dinovite to your pet's food bowl is the answer.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
I have two cats and two dogs. All four of them are on the Dinovite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Dinovite.com.
Doctors are worried about hospital capacity in the Wichita area amid the latest surge in virus cases and the ongoing staff shortages. The high number of COVID-19 cases, along with the other patients who need hospital care, is leading to long waits in emergency rooms across Kansas's largest city. Dr. Tom Moore, who oversees Wesley Hospital's COVID-19 unit, said patients are waiting for days in emergency departments for a bed to open up in the hospital. Dr. Sam Antonio's Ascension Via Christi's chief clinical officer said the surge is straining staff resources. Antonio said everyone should get vaccinated for COVID-19 and the flu to slow the spread of those viruses. A person died after a vehicle hit a snowplow early Saturday, the Kansas Highway Patrol said. The crash happened just before 2 a.m. Saturday on I-435 near Leavenworth Road in KCK. A vehicle driving south on the interstate was traveling at highway speeds or greater when it hit the back of the Kansas Department of Transportation snowplow, the patrol said. Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A central Nebraska town is settling a lawsuit with a man it tried to stop from writing letters and emails to city officials and the police department. The city sued Guy Brock in 2020, seeking to stop him from writing to the city or police, saying the communications had become harassing and burdensome. After the city lost the lawsuit, Brock sued for attorney's fees and punitive damages. At a hearing in December, Brock and a representative for the town's insurance carrier said that it had reached a $16,000 settlement to dismiss the case. Ord is a town of 2,300 people about 60 miles northwest of Grand Island. Nebraska is seeking to collect $9,300 from the Oath Keepers Militia Group for not providing workers' compensation insurance for an employee in the state. In May, Workers' Compensation Court Judge Dirk Block said the Oath Keepers and its president did not provide proof of workers' compensation insurance for the group's only employee in Nebraska. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to...
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last week approved year-end transfers of unspent budgets with $300,000 from Road and Bridge to Special Machinery Funds, $250,000 from Road and Bridge to the Special Road and Bridge Fund, $200,000 from the Sheriff to be split among Capital Improvement and the Sheriff's Reserve Funds, $15,000 from Emergency Management to Emergency Management Capital Outlay, $4,000 from the Treasurer to Motor Vehicle Equipment, and $20,000 from the County Clerk toward Election Equipment Reserve Funds. The board designated the annual $300,000 contribution from Marshall Wind Energy with $285,000 toward Road and Bridge, with a balance split between Guitard and Rock Townships, as previously approved. Commissioners will meet Tuesday this week, with the courthouse closed yet Monday. Washington County Commissioners approved transfer of $40,000 from the General Fund of the Health Department after hearing a request from Director Tiffany Heyman that the budget would be $33,500 short for the year. She reported that 80% of insurance billings have been caught up so far. A request from the Road and Bridge Supervisor for transfer of $1 million in unused budget was taken under advisement. It was suggested $100,000 remaining year-end balance be transferred to the shop account, $410,000 to special machinery, and $500,000 to the special bridge funds. No action was taken on the request, as commissioners noted a warning earlier this year from the auditor as to transferring large budget balances. Nema Hall County Commissioners did not meet last week. Gage County Board of Supervisors passed a motion on a 4-3 vote adopting a resolution placing a moratorium on commercial solar permits until planning and zoning has the opportunity to review and update county regulations. Planning and Zoning Administrator Lisa Wagon spoke on solar energy and said they hope to have revisions complete in 6 months, depending on public input. Supervisor Lytle said he doesn't see the need for a moratorium. Supervisor Shuler stated he would like to see the county zoned differently between the north versus south parts of the county. And Supervisor Haxby reminded the board landowners have the option to participate or not participate through an agreement with a developer. The motion carried 4-3, with Shuler, Tiemann, and Lytle voting no. Monty Merkel will be resigning the planning and zoning position at the end of the year. Discussion followed on specifications and availability of trucks, with supervisors asking how the county can accept a bid if a price is not firm. On a current bid with the delivery date undetermined, it was suggested having the highway superintendent review the bid and bring back a recommendation for approval or disapproval at the January 12th supervisors meeting. Extension board members terms were extended for Doris Martin, Suzanne Munn, Janice Dunce, Joanne Nima, Tom Pearson, Jody Starr, Gerard A. Haas, age 53, of Auburn, formerly of Marysville, passed away December 27th. Graveside service Monday, 11 a.m. at the Marysville City Cemetery, with Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Gerard Haas. Susan C. Suhaug, age 76, of Centralia, passed away December 30th. Massive Christian burial Tuesday, 11 a.m. at St. Peter and Paul's Catholic Church in Seneca, interment in the church cemetery. Visitation Monday, 8 to 5, at the Popkiss Chapel in Seneca. Visitation Monday, 5 until 7, with a rosary at 7 at the church. Popkiss Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Sue Haug. Ronald E. Bramlage, age 67, of Frankfort, passed away December 15th. He was buried at St. John's Catholic Cemetery, Hanover. A memorial mass would be planned at a later date. Haddon Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Ron Bramlage. He was sports announcer on KNDY in the late 1970s. Judith J. Hinners, age 57, of Wymore, passed away December 25th. No service is planned at this time, with the Harmon Wright Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Judith Hinners. Janice K. Williams, age 81, of Washington, passed away December 27th. Private family funeral will be held with burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Janice Williams. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken strips, a muffin, sweet potatoes, Scandinavian blend, and pineapple. Tomorrow, a sloppy joe or steak fries, green beans, and peaches. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. As this past weekend's low-pressure system continues further east, we will see a small warming trend across the Midwest. Temperatures will warm up fairly quickly throughout Monday and continue to hold steady throughout Tuesday. On Monday, we can expect to see highs in the mid-30s and lower 40s throughout Iowa, the lower 40s and lower 50s throughout Nebraska, the upper 30s and lower 50s throughout Kansas, and the lower 30s to lower 40s throughout Missouri. This warming trend will be very short-lived as another low-pressure system moves through over Tuesday night and into Wednesday. For today's forecast, sunny skies and a high nearing 34, south winds between 5 and 10 miles per hour, clear skies overnight tonight with a low around 22, south winds 10 to 15, mostly sunny skies as we head into Tuesday and a high nearing 40. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early January 39, record high on this date 64. The average low 19 and the record low 18 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:47, sunset this evening 5:16. Just over 3 inches snowfall accumulation reported across the region over the weekend. It's 11 degrees on a chilly start to the new year. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 3rd of January. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Hummus Trucking Incorporated greatly values each and every customer for their patronage and loyalty, and pledges to continue offering high standards, safe, dependable, and friendly service. From your friends at Hummus Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, commercial trucking as well as truck and trailer repair. Customer satisfaction is the top priority at Carriage Chevrolet GMC Buick, so thank you for all trusting us with your car buying experience. Carriage Chevrolet GMC Buick in Beatrice. Explore our impressive selection of new and pre-owned cars, crossovers, and SUVs online, or stop by our showroom to experience all that we have to offer.
Total domination by the Packers on Sunday Night Football, and the Bengals go from worst to first. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The road to the Super Bowl in the NFC will once again run through Lambeau Field.
Snap, Rodgers looks, waits, throws, middle, diving ground, touchdown, Devontae Adams.
The call on WTMJ, the 11-degree temperature didn't freeze out the Packers offense, led by reigning MVP Aaron Rodgers, who threw for 288 yards and two touchdowns. Green Bay routed the Vikings 37-10 to lock up the NFC's top overall seed, a first-round bye, and home field advantage throughout the playoffs. After six tough years, the Bengals have postseason plans again.
Kevin Huber is ready. Catches the snap, puts it down. The kick is on its way.
Yeah.
It is good!
On WLW, Cincinnati rallied to stun the Chiefs 34-31 to win the AFC North just a year after finishing dead last. He may don different colors, but Tom Brady still has the Jets number.
Brady with 23 seconds to go. The snap, a good one.
Brady looking, cocks the arm, throws toward the end zone, receiver open, hot ball, touchdown Tampa Bay!
On the Buccaneers radio network, after the Buccaneers defense came up with a fourth down stop, Brady capped a 93-yard, two-minute drive with that go-ahead touchdown pass to rookie receiver Cyril Grayson. The Bucs erased a two-touchdown deficit to top the hapless Jets 28-24. But Tampa's comeback win was overshadowed by the bizarre antics of wide receiver Antonio Brown, who in the middle of the third quarter doffed his jersey and pads and threw his undershirt into the crowd before running off the field. Head coach Bruce Arians said after the game, Brown was no longer a Buc. Brady reacting to the latest outburst.
I think everybody should find, hopefully do what they can to help him in ways that he really needs it.
Brown had just returned from a three-game suspension for phonying up a COVID vaccine card. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening following sports at around 5:20 as we visit with area high school girls and boys basketball coaches from Diller O'Dell and Southern Monday, Axtell and Centralia Tuesday, Lynn and Hanover on Wednesday, Frankfort and Valley Heights on Thursday, and Washington County and Marysville on Friday. Plus, live broadcast home and away, Marysville High games on AM 1570, FM 94.1, with area games live on KNDY FM 95.5.
Prairie View Industries wants the United States Wounded and Disabled Veterans to know how much they are appreciated for putting their lives on the line for this great nation. Take the time to let them know their sacrifices will always be remembered. Prairie View Industries in Fairbury. Breaking down barriers with our access ramps.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, the Senate returns to work this week with key elements of President Biden's climate agenda in peril. While the Supreme Court decides whether to hear several cases important to agriculture, including the latest challenge to California's Prop 12 that standards for hog and poultry production. The justices will meet Friday of this week to discuss whether to review decisions affecting animal housing standards, year-round use of E15, and wetlands regulation. The court customarily announces the following Monday whether it has granted the petitions. The votes of four justices are needed to advance a case to full briefing and arguments before the court. The case includes a challenge by the National Pork Producers and American Farm Bureau on Prop 12, which went into effect on Saturday and imposes minimum space requirements for sows producing pork consumed in the state. Wherever it's raised, producer groups have said and asked the state to delay the effective date of regulations for at least 2 years. The law also imposes requirements for ag-laying hens, but egg producers have not backed legal efforts to overturn Prop 12. 20 states filed a brief supporting those two groups, as have the National Association of Manufacturing, National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Iowa Minnesota Pork Producers, State Farm Bureaus in the states of Minnesota, and the Agri-Growth Council, also the backing of the Pork Producers and AFPF petition. On the other side, the state of California, backed up by the Humane Society of the U.S., the U.S. Animal Legal Defense Fund, Animal Equity, the Human League, Farm Sanctuary, Compassion of the World, Farming USA, and Animal Outlook. And the Senate back in action today for the first time since Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia announced he could not support Biden's Build Back Better in its current form. In a Dear Colleague letter, December 20th, Schumer said the Senate would vote on a revised version of the House-passed Build Back Better Act. It'll keep voting on it until something gets done. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Happy Monday and happy 2021. Well, with the new year comes the new chair for the United Soybean Board and says that the new year is an exciting and pivotal time for U.S. soybeans at home and abroad. Is Ralph Lott, a soybean farmer from the state of New York, says he plans to continue to build on recent successes funded by the Soy Checkoff across the nation.
Well, one example is funding of rural broadband study that led to 15 actionable recommendations for delivery of high-speed internet to farmers in rural communities. And another big thing is funded research has also helped develop many new uses for sustainable U.S. soy, which is now an ingredient in over 1,000 consumer industrial products. And through this and hundreds of other projects, the Checkoff has delivered $12.34 in added value to farmers for every dollar they invested in Checkoff.
He says that each year the Soy Checkoff funds projects across the supply and demand aimed at creating new markets for U.S. soybeans.
The selection process is based on driving preference for U.S. soy and growing farmer profitability. For fiscal 2022, which began October 1st, we are going to fund 181 new checkoff funded projects. They were approved with a total budget allocation of $78 million. And some of the examples of them are recouping lost demand in the edible soy oil markets and expanding to markets elsewhere by supplying high oleic soybean oil.
Lack goes on to say that those efforts will also ensure U.S. soybeans at top customers. Animal agriculture remains a vibrant industry.
Animal agriculture protein demand ultimately drives growth in U.S. soybean meal sales due to being a high-quality feed ingredient that's rich in amino acids and other nutritional characteristics. And all these projects have a common goal, delivering a better soybean to maximize profit opportunities to all U.S. soybean farmers.
You can find out more about some of the key investments made on behalf of U.S. soybean farmers on the website at unitedsoybean.org/newsletter. You can also stay up to date with Checkoff on Wednesday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Good morning. Dennis Enrakes from Beatrice, 77 Livestock, Beatrice, Nebraska. Hey, it's January 3rd, the first one of the new year, and Happy New Year, and we certainly got a nice sale here today. Well, if the cattle market in the finished product of the harvested cattle last week is any indication, we certainly are going to appreciate 2022 with $1.40 in the cash, 220 to 222 as the markets get rolling here in the beginning of the new year. So a nice bounce back to the market as everything gets back to maybe a little more true supply and demand. Here today, we'll start at 10 o'clock on the weigh-ups, and the bulls move right into the hay and the feeder cattle. At 12 o'clock noon in the hay department, there is 20 alfalfa. In the straw bales, there's 75 good twine-tied bales. And then we've got 252 of the bundled straw out of Axtell. Nice straw there also. In the big round alfalfa, there's 24 bales. Second cut, they weigh 1470. In the round brome, there is 11 at 1500. That will be at 12 o'clock, and we certainly anticipate to get more square bales in here this morning. In the feeder cattle, it's certainly going to be a nice run to start January 3rd. They're going to be all weaned and vaccinated. As the cattle come in here yesterday, the Hayek cattle out of Claytonia, 30 blacks, steering heifers, are going to weigh 300 to 600. Thornburg Farms out of Beatrice has 60 black and black baldies. They're going to be all steers. They're going to weigh 600 to 750. Naveen Farms out of Adams got 45 black Semangus heifers. They are going to be at that 800 pounds. Bob Schuster, Beatrice, 50 red Angus and Char, steering heifers, are going to weigh 600 to 800. Galen Emerson out of Unadilla, 70 black steering heifers, 550 to 775. Zimmerman Farms at Wymore, 41 black baldy, good set of steering heifers. They're going to weigh 5 to 675. Dave Kapperman out of Unadilla has got a great set. They're going to be black and black baldies. Certainly, you could pick off some replacement heifers out of either one of these deals. 40 head at 750 to 9, 40 head at 6 to 700. Dave Kapperman out of Unadilla. The Bartles cattle out of Sterling, there's going to be 30 black baldies, steering heifers weighing 550 to 7.5. Reitz Farms out of Crete has 25 black all steers. They're going to weigh 650 to 800. Fosgrow out of Beatrice has got 22 black steering heifers. They're going to weigh 6 to 750. Rick Resbeck out of Tobias, 50 red Angus steering heifers, 675 to 7.25. Lawrence Epman out of Martell, 35 black and black baldies, 650 to 7.5. They will be steering heifers. The Firth cattle, 35 black steering heifers, are going to weigh 4 to 650. The Fritz cattle at Crete, 43 black and red Angus steering heifers, are going to weigh 550 to 700. Vitas Farms out of Odell, 25 black steering heifers, 550 to 6.5. And the Wheatley cattle out of Eagle, 14 black steering heifers, 6 to 700. A nice run of those 5 to 750 pound steering heifers here today. We certainly say thanks for the business. Give us a call. Tanya, Rick, or Denny at 223-3571. And again, thanks for the business. And certainly keep in mind that you can go online for all the markets, the consignments, the auctioneer's page, or turn on the video at Beatra77.net.
Is it possible for animals to get frostbite? Absolutely. We have some safety tips next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, January 3rd, the third day of the year. Pianist and comedian Victor Borge was born on this day, and Alaska became the 49th U.S. state today in 1959. Animals may be more suited to the outdoors than us, but even they are at risk of frostbite in sub-freezing weather. If your pet experiences frostbite, the affected tissue turns bright red to pale and then to black. If a paw or limb is frostbitten, soak it in a bowl of warm water, then dry gently. If an ear is affected, soak a cloth in warm water and wrap the ear. When drying, don't rub the area, but pat gently. Then seek veterinary care. How do you know when it's too cold for your pet? Experts say the rule of thumb is, if it's too cold for you, it is too cold for them. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
It's 7:31 from KUDY, 10 degrees in Marysville this morning. A little warmer today, highs near 40 on tap. May start to melt some of the snow away. We received about 3-inch accumulation, well short of the higher forecast amounts, although that Arctic cold front did arrive on cue over the weekend.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. The Kansas City Chiefs let the number one seed in the AFC slip away in the first round bye and home field advantage that comes with it. Now the AFC West champs have to beat Denver next week and hope Houston can knock off AFC South champion Tennessee to get it back. Kansas City had won 8 straight. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes had won 26 consecutive games as the starter in the months of November, December, and January. In Manhattan, Ayoka Lee continued to show why she is one of the best post players in the country, scoring 32 points and 10 rebounds, and helped Kansas State upset number 10 Baylor 68-59. K-State led by 14 in the fourth quarter, but the Bears cut the lead to 4 in the final minute. The Wildcats held off the Bears, nailing 5 three-pointers down the stretch. It's the first time the Wildcats have beat the Lady Bears in 36 tries dating back to 2004. Kansas State beat a ranked opponent for the first time since 2012. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
I'm Laura. KNDY.
I believe in miracles. I believe in signs. And I believe that mountains move one prayer at a time. If I could be an angel, I'd make your every wish come true. But I am only human, just a woman loving you. Where you're of footprints in the sand. Sometimes you would carry me, and sometimes you'd be in my hands. If we can love forever, that won't be long enough for me. I wanna hold you tender, be your shelter. Then you can.